So, Nicola, don't you think I should have been invited to take part as an artist in Manifesta?
Sono 2 mesi che continuiamo a mangiare cheeseburger da McDonald's all'albero di Savena. Sono 2 mesi che continuiamo ad andare in giro con la Vespa Special per i colli bolognesi a farci delle canne. Andiamo a casa da tua nonna a fare i tortellini ed imparare a fare la sfoglia. Sono 2 mesi che tentiamo di masterizzare giochi per la PlayStation, bruciando continuamente CD vergini. Ma una sera, mentre stavamo spingendo una Skoda sui viali, tu mi hai guardato fisso negli occhi e mi hai detto: forse noi due dobbiamo riflettere sulla nostra amicizia, dico io.
Hello, bonjour, I am the Numa Numa boy. No, I'm not the Numa Numa boy, unfortunately, but welcome back to Why the Fuck Not podcast, and apologies for not being able to podcast earlier. In fact, I've recorded most of this podcast between June and July, and I haven't had time to put it online. But that was good. You know why it was good? It was so good because I just got a beautiful brand new track from Text Taiwan called Time Machine, and you should listen to this right now.
Shut up! So this time we're doing a little podcast from Chelsea. I'm on 11th Avenue between 23rd and 24th Street. Just left my kids at the playground and I'm about to cross the road and go and check out some shows. To tell the truth, I actually saw some shows last week. I was a bit disappointed. I think you can tell that there's a crisis about to happen, but also you can tell that artists have been selling so well that they don't really have to make that much of an effort anymore, which is insane. I think Gagosian is closed. Right now it's the 10th of June and I'm pretty sure there's nothing on, but I'll find that out. In the meantime, why not play some music? No idea what, but hey, enjoy it.
Fantastic. That was The Battle from Josh Gura.
So Gagosian wasn't closed. It had Robert Terrien. It was quite a nice show, I guess. You know, full of pots and pans and chairs, oversized. You know, I can understand a show like that. I'm not sure about having it at Gagosian. I mean, come on. This is supposed to be one of the best galleries in the world. And you fucking still play with oversized chairs? As chairs. I just saw David Altmaid, or Altmaid, don't know how to pronounce it, of course, at Andrea Rosin, which was actually a really nice show. It had this huge men made up of all this fucked up material, and it really, yeah, it kind of made a point, you know. I like the fact that they were all men, and they were all made of somehow in very weird way. Different materials, plaster, and some one of them was made of mirrors and it was all broken. It was all, yeah, it was funny. It kind of symbolized quite well how fucked up we are as men, not just as a human being, but especially as men. There's a nice show of Anish Kapoor at Barbara Gladstone. And let me hear. Ooh. Wow, it's quite. I just got into one of his sculptures and it's freaky. I hope that the sound would kind of show you where I am, but it's, well, the material is very glittery and red, and it really
distorts the space
quite well. And then there's a, at the main entrance, there's a huge polyurethane blob painted in red, which I quite like, because I've made sculptures painted in the same way of polyurethane, and it reminds me of them. So yeah, but I doubt he made it because of that. Cool show.
Enough of Chelsea, we go to Manifesta in northern Italy.
This one here by the Next Enterprise, hey? The okay. Next Enterprise from Austria, who built the object, and right. I selected an archive of futurist music and art of noise for lounge. Mm-hmm. Because as you maybe know, Fortunato De Piero came from here.
Sure.
And he was one of very important futurist artists in the beginning of 20th century, and later in 20th century Luigi Russolo wrote the Manifest of Art of Noise.
Right.
So with the project I kind of wanted to connect to this idea, yeah? And I wanted to find some solution for an archive that is not a table with headphones.
Right.
So we, together with Adam Budak, we found this project and we loaded this archive onto the audio lounge, and the visitor has to stuck in his head to listen to the different
right,
tracks.
Right, I see. And what's your name?
My name is Toby Meyer.
Right, and you curated all the sound?
Well, I curated a series of projects including this audio lounge.
Right. Oh, someone stuck a little sticker saying fuck Manifesta.
This audio lounge and the project outside by Zafos Sakorares,
right,
a Greek
okay.
artist who has brought recordings from Acre, from Amazonia, from Cyprus, Brazil, and from China together to this audio lounge.
So do you feel you have succeeded in getting closer to the local community with this kind of installation? I mean, how's it been so far? How's the reaction of the public so far?
I just arrived here. I was at the other venue where I'm also working with three artists.
Okay.
Florian Hecker, a very well-known Austrian sound artist. Chris Watson from England,
right,
who has been on a residency here on Monte Bondone.
Okay.
And Anna Ostoja, who has been recording Zygmunt Bauman, the Polish sociologist, reading from Italo Calvino's Invisible Cities.
Right.
So for me, you know, I've been here a few times on site visits, but I cannot really say that I connected so well, excuse me, to the local community. Yeah. But you know, when we're curating, we're also of course taking the local conditions into account, and that's also what we've been trying here with looking at the history of De Piero and the future.
Yeah, did you manage to see any of the De Piero places?
Unfortunately, the museum here is closed.
Yeah.
But in renovation. But yes, there are a few artists that have been making research, and for example, Christian Philipp Müller, who is also referring to Fortunato De Piero with this. With his folk wagon that has been driving from the train station until here.
Okay.
So yes, we have been looking at material in Malt, in the archives there, but unfortunately the museum, or one can say fortunately, the museum is in a renovation, so it will promote Fortunato's ideals and ideas.
Yeah, right. And how about the organization? Has it been tough? How's it been?
No comment.
No comment on that? Oh, come on, we want to know that. You know, all the difficulties of creating something so big in a place so far away, you know, in a sense. Because the locals, you know, are, I mean, I don't know, I'm not local here, so I don't know what the locals are like. But, you know, I'm just wondering what it's been like to work with
with the locals here on something that is so far away from
the usual public. It has been an experience for everyone.
Right. Have you done a manifesto before?
No.
Have you curated similar public project of some sort?
I'm a curator at Frankfurter Kunstverein. Oh, we are right. A contemporary art center without collection.
So you're obviously used to a public that is more willing to...
Maybe we are used to a more educated
public. Yeah. Excellent.
I understand this project also as an introduction of contemporary art to the region. So
right, yes.
I think we also have a
and this is actually a quite educated region.
I heard so, yeah.
I mean, it's probably one of the most educated regions in Italy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, so far so good, no?
Should I introduce you to Zafos Xagorares?
Oh, please do, yeah. It'd be great.
Zappos, Stefano Paschini from the radio station.
Hi,
and ciao, nice to meet you.
I just introduced your work and Audio Lounge to Stefano and talked a bit about Auditory Appleby, the project that I've been curating, and I wanted to introduce you so you could speak a bit about distant sounds as well.
To say something about this installation.
Yes, what have you done?
Okay, this is an installation with deck chairs and loudspeakers.
Right.
And it's at the yard of Ex Peterlini, next to the street. With
as we can hear.
Yes, this noisy street. So together with the sounds of the city, you can hear sounds from other remote places and abandoned ones.
This is one, right? The bell?
Recordings from places like, for example, this one with the bell is from Achna, which is a village in the green line of Cyprus.
Right.
The buffer zone. Which is an abandoned village, small village, where I went and I recorded the almost silent sounds of this place. Also, there are other sounds from... Beijing, where you have public performers singing songs with simple, naive amplifiers and microphones, and other places from Brazil, the Amazon region, the state of Acre. So all these sounds together, they create like a new place that is the addition of the other places.
A new environment, kind of.
A new environment,
right.
That is together many other places.
So like we're somewhere in between Greece, Beijing and Rovereto.
Yes,
in a way.
With sound.
Because obviously you get to hear the bells of the city too, right?
Here. Yes, and other sounds.
Okay. And
now during the opening you can hear also people speaking. And
yeah, exactly. And I bet it's probably. It's both. It goes both ways. No, what I'm saying is, when you come back here on a quiet day, it's probably much more present.
And this is
because these are loud,
because during the night you have.
This goes on 24 hours.
Yes, okay. Like the whole exhibition. So I have to put it a little bit
lower.
Lower.
Let's see what comes out, because Toby Meyer just took a Polaroid of both of us, so we're waiting to see what it looks like. Oh, fantastic!
It's together with the
with the speakers too.
The speakers,
So did you have anything to do with the previous manifesto? Did you hear about the fact that it was cancelled and all that? Yes.
I don't know the details.
Right.
Locally,
okay.
I'm closer, but I don't know the details.
Yes, you're locally closer,
very
but
situation.
Yes, because I
all the things that have to do with art
and politics is
and
tough,
politics,
you know,
it's
especially
difficult.
Contemporary art.
Yeah.
No, because I was what I've been thinking today, you know, coming to Manifesta the opening day, was that it can't be, this Manifesta cannot be more disappointing than the previous one.
Because at least it's realized.
Exactly.
In the end, yeah.
Exactly. So thank you very much.
So this is what happened when you go around the openings with a tape recorder. You get a curator and he starts talking to you and you get a beautiful interview.
Actually, I thought Toby Maio was really good at exposing what he's been doing at Manifesta, and the project was fun. I wish I could have seen it again. Well, I wish I could have heard it again and experienced it again after the opening, but of course I couldn't because there was another day and three more venues to see.
Words carry the impress of the powerful. In Alice's Wonderland and Orwell's 1984, as in 1960s Vietnam and the present-day Iraq, with smart bombs and collateral damage, words don't become a cloud of deceit and deception. Rooted in native culture, transplanted firmly.
The sounds you just heard are from the installation at Fortezza, at this huge fortress, which is the northernest part of the Manifesta Biennale, which I think is going to be over very soon. So if you are up to it, go to Trentino Alto Adige and have a look around. It's actually quite a good Manifesta. So let's go back to some music. We have a beautiful track from jwm-art.net.
Thank you. quite a beauty, wasn't it?
This track was titled Pure Taste Fallibility.
So this is it. Once again, we're at the end of
Why the Fuck Not Podcast.
Anyway, I'll leave you with another beautiful soundtrack from Giorgio Sadotti called Pale. Ciao.